If you want to read a book that will make you cringe, or even perhaps cause your hair to stand on end, then Pay Any Price, Greed, Power, and Endless War by James Ryson is a must read. Ryson's book has a simple premise. Ever since 9/11, America has fought a politically driven, endless war on terrorism, a war that seems to seek out enemies everywhere and never leads to a lasting peace. In Pay Any Price, Ryson explores the unbelievable cost of such a war and defines how our government has squandered our tax dollars in the name of fighting terrorism, when in fact all the government has really done since 9/11, and that includes both Republican and Democrat administrations, is siphon trillions of dollars out of our pockets in order to prop up a homeland security industrial complex at home, pay off Middle Eastern thugs and extremists who in fact hate us, feather their own nest, and risk the security, health, safety, and welfare of U.S. citizens. Ryson points out that under the Bush administration, approximately $20 million was sent to Iraq during the Iraq War without any clear orders or direction on how the money was to be used. The money funnel continued under the Obama administration to the tune of another $20 million to supposedly counteract Iran's nuclear ambition, cover up blunders by the CIA, and pay off supposed Middle Eastern pro-American democracy sympathizers. Ryson, an investigative reporter for the New York Times, has been fighting with the dominant American power structures, be they Democrat or Republican, for nearly two decades, responding defensively to repressive moves against him by both the Bush and Obama administrations. For more than 6 years, Ryson was under the threat of jail when he refused to comply with subpoenas demanding that he name his sources, when he uncovered and exposed a dangerous and exceedingly flawed CIA anti-terrorism operation. Over the course of 13 years, and in the wake of two best-selling journalistic political exposés, Ryson has struggled with the Bush and Obama Justice Departments and the New York Times hierarchy, who have all tried to suppress his reporting. In a nutshell, what Ryson argues in Pay Any Price is that America has suffered at the hands of a government that has implemented a haphazard, poorly coordinated, poorly thought out war on terror that has done nothing more than allow a certain class of wealthy company owners, politically connected power brokers, investors, and politicians to get rich by playing on the fears of the populace and jousting with non-existent windmills like some latter-day Don Quixote. According to Ryson, these opportunists have worked hand-in-hand with the government and fueled either consciously or unconsciously America's fears in order to keep making money. Ryson points out that there are indeed some highly honorable individuals in both the government and corporate America who are out there combating incompetent governmental agencies and the corporations and organizations that are out to exploit public fear via their own propaganda mill, their manipulation of the media, and even worse, their complicity with the media. So Ryson does offer at least a sliver of hope. However, he ends the book with a depressing chapter about how the Obama and Bush administrations' actions against whistleblowers, including their attacks of the man on the street and independent journalists like himself, who have had the gall to shed light on the secrecy and deception that seems to fuel America's war on terror, are at peril. If you read any book this year, and if you are interested in the dark places our republic might be headed, you must read Pay Any Price, Greed, Power, and Endless War. I guarantee the book will enlighten and perhaps even scare you more than the ghost from 10,000 long-forgotten Halloweens. This is Robert Greer for KUVL Radio in Denver.